Hello, y'all looking nice, man. How are we doing?
Hi.
Doing great, man. How have you been? Welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We're here.
And we are...
Yeah, say it.
We are some fine folks to discuss some topics from the world of comics, films, and video games.
Who are we?
I was getting to it.
Okay.
Stop jumping the gun.
Sometimes you forget.
You're jumping the gun at dinner. You're jumping the gun here.
Come on, man.
Is that my order? Let that go.
Relax. Is that my order? Hey, how's that feel? Yeah.
You want some more Dr. Pepper, buddy?
Yeah.
That'll make all your pains go away.
I would have shit my pants if you like just started pouring me a Dr. Pepper. This comes out of the fucking can.
I should have got up and go to the bathroom and said, "Hey, bro, just keep bringing them Dr. Peppers. Like, fuck with them."
You should have. So, this is another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. I would like to have a number, but we don't number this anymore because that's lame and that's loser shit. I understand. But if this is your first time tuning in, thank you.
Finally.
If this is your last time tuning in,
I'm still numbering them. Don't worry.
Thank you. I'm. You can call me Simo. I'm joined here by my friends. All right, you know, my brothers. You know, everyone's looking all right today. Some people got haircuts. Some people didn't. You know, some people didn't. What does that mean? I'm talking about me. Hence the direct.
I seen him walk into the movie theater and he was just. He's had it as tight as he could, and he sat down. And he was like.
That's me.
He had that look in his eye like my hair was not ready for
today. Having it. Yeah, wasn't ready for Wakanda.
I could not show up to Wakanda looking.
I cannot. We do not do that here.
But I am theme dressed for the film.
Because you're all black.
All black, super trim. Yeah.
I like how you came in all black. And I'm like, okay, and guess who decided to opposite you?
Came in looking like a looking snow leopard.
Yeah. not out of character at all, by the way.
Hey, leave me alone, man.
No. I mean, he looked good. It was just like very.
Did you get a date later?
It's M'Baku's. He's the white ape. Okay.
I don't think there's a white in the name.
A white
I
anything?
It's just ape man. I thought you put that there.
I thought the ape man yeah. was white. That was white.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, the movie.
I don't think Wakandans know the word white.
Yeah, I don't think that's in there.
I don't think that's in their language.
Then what were they wearing during the funeral?
As ashes, you ashes.
The color of ash.
God, let's move on before you embarrass yourself.
Opposite black.
Yeah. Opposite.
Yeah, opposite black. Black.
Nick, no, nothing.
Well, what? All right, come on.
Here we go.
All right, so what do we got going on today?
I don't know, man. How you been?
I have been fantastic listening to the fucking Drake album. Surprise, guys.
Surprise,
I like the album.
Surprise.
I think the album's great. I think he can do wrong.
I was going to say, do you think any of his hentai influences has seeped into his album?
It's a rollout, and no, it hasn't.
Okay. Are you sure?
I don't even think
he
knows what.
Times.
I don't think he knows what hentai is.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I think he does.
You can't be that.
He threw out some bit.
Drake knows what hentai is.
That's fair.
He's right.
I mean, he got some taste.
Don't look at me like that. Don't do that.
Does she now? Does she have taste?
Yeah, explain taste.
I don't know.
Put me on game.
I don't know.
I'll put you in the game right now.
That
album's great, and I've been listening.
Open
to
their
it the
eyes.
Time.
To let
what?
Them see.
That's it.
No,
the wonder.
If they want,
we
they
have such wonders here.
One day he'll reveal his secrets.
What secrets?
One day we'll reveal his.
There
his
are
secrets.
None.
Well, since you won't tell us that, you bitch ass. How's your weekend?
Yeah.
Or not how bad. Are you doing?
Not bad. Went to the Chicago Bourbon Age Beer Fest. What was it called? FOB.
Yeah, how was that?
Man, I got drunk in like 15 minutes.
So good.
Did they have to roll you out in a wheelbarrow? Like, that's how you just pictured, like, everybody gets rolled out of that beer festival.
Do you remember?
If I would have stayed there any longer, I probably would have drank myself into like a light coma and probably yacked on a couple of people's shoes.
Did you get the beer sweats? Was that
It was surprisingly crisp in there. It was crisp in there, but I did get the beer sweats. I could feel my shirt sticking to my back through the second layer.
Anything stand out?
My consciousness.
From the first five drinks that you have? Because I know that you can't remember the last 30.
So there was this coffee hazelnut joint that they had. And if it was a little bit thicker or, you know, what my boy said up there, viscous, that would have been the shit. That would have been number one.
Gotcha.
The number two was, I can't remember what it was. I think they put the order number like A20. I think I took a picture of it.
It's all blurry, by the way.
That one, too.
It's just the streak.
That one was pretty nice. And then, you know, after like the 15th stout, everything else just didn't taste right. Like they had water fountains there, but like it was my mouth was coated, dude.
Coated in what?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Bourbon barrel age, whiskey barrel age.
Poison.
It was just coated. Like the mead was so tart. They had fruit beer too. Then we went to this joint called Little Big Wolf, Little Bad Wolf. Hmm. It's just nice.
I was waiting for him to.
Yeah, the recollections of a drunk man.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a haze.
Did the memories come and go?
Since we're on beer, what are we drinking today?
We're drinking Helles Lager, German style lager from 18th Street Brewery out of Hammond.
It's really good.
It's
smooth as fuck.
I may be mistaken, but I believe 18th Street was the first black-owned brewery in Indiana. Their OG craft beer scene from Gary opened up in Miller.
Mm.
I want to say 2013. I may have the dates wrong, but I used to frequent it a lot. Solid beer. If you run into anything from them, it's super solid.
Okay.
Cool.
How about you, man?
Hurry up and buy.
I've been pretty good. I actually, a weekend ago, I went home and did a themed picture photo shoot with my family. And stuff.
Yeah,
I set it up last year with a photographer that my mom knew, and our theme was the Four Horsemen. So we all got in costume. Like my dad bought an army gear, and my mom got a whole bunch, like a veil and dark clothing and stuff, like she was going to a funeral. And my brother got his suit and everything because he was famine, and I was Conquest, and everyone looks
Conquest?
Nice.
You should
What horses do you know? Because I don't know Conquest.
Conquest got, over the years, like over hundreds of years, like Conquest got turned into Pestilence. But Conquest it's the conquest of like taking over lands, which leads to war, which leads to famine, which leads to death and everything.
I was hoping you were going to be like all stinky. Pestilence, but
yeah, you should pestilence.
I guess we'll take conquest. I guess.
Like, I didn't have enough.
I guess we'll put
a vacuum cleaner bag over your head.
Because I was originally going to wear like a plague man outfit for pestilence.
Oh, that would have been dope.
But I wanted to see my face. Plus, I didn't have the money for that outfit, so I decided to just put a toga on with a crown, and I had my little bow and arrow and everything.
Isn't it maddening how expensive that steampunk shit is?
Yeah, but I can see why. I mean, just like any like hobby that you like, it gets so fucking expensive, but it looks so cool though. So I guess it's whatever.
Let me tell you, I had the costume for Halloween in the checkout cart at least like five different times. Like, could you imagine doing that for cosplay, like long term? Like, I gotta buy parts.
That's why you had putting it together, and I mean like buying it all.
Ugh, and then you have to wait for it forever to get here. When if it doesn't fit, you have to send it back. Oh my,
that's why they make it, dude. That's why they make it themselves.
Ugh.
Better learn how to use a sewing needle
and some hot glue and some fucking.
That's right. Get back in the dungeon, Cinderella.
Right after that, I'll become a healer. Yeah.
Don't speak that game to me.
Oh, that's right. You're not a part of the Matrix anymore.
Locked out.
That's right. You should be
free.
It's for the better.
So I can play this Bayonetta.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't said that. You could have made it sound like you were doing so much better.
Cool, yeah, something better.
Yeah, exactly. Reading books and shit.
And we're gonna get to Bayonetta, but first, I ended up going to Arizona 2 weeks ago. Halloween weekend. I did none but drink, eat shit, and hike. It was fun, man. I can see the appeal. Warm.
I was going to say nice. How high it was, yeah. But it was still fall, so it was a little better.
Uh-oh.
A little better than when it could have been.
No, it was great. It was actually great. They say that this is the perfect time of the year to go. And they say that mid-July is literally a a ghost town, a desert,
mm-hmm.
and say that nobody leaves their house in July, for like 3 months in July. So during our summer, it's pretty much their like opposite winter, where they're all like hiding underground trying to survive the nuclear holocaust that is happening on top of the surface.
It's like I know, and I
dude,
like,
what was the heat? 100 and what?
All right.
It was 70 when I was out there.
Oh, beautiful.
79. Oh. It was great. Breeze, yeah. But being under the sun would give you like
10
you
degrees.
You would feel like that burn, like if you came like tan.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. But when you were in the shade, it was fantastic. Crisp. I see the appeal. There's a lot of Chicagoans out there.
Oh, okay.
The guy that was checking my bags was egging me to move over there. I was like, do you have like a fucking, like some kind of recruitment?
Is this man answering the phone?
It's not. No, that it was an alarm. I have a monthly alarm
for bills.
That felt hey. Felt that.
That's me too. Felt that. So I'm not even gonna lie. Hey,
it's okay.
You know, I was gonna check my shit. All right, move the money.
Oh sure. Shit! It's late.
Yeah, it's late. God.
Make sure my alarm is off.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, but what traveled? I hadn't flown in since '99, I believe. So I haven't been in the plane since 1999 when it first came to the country.
Ooh.
And
origin story.
My flight there was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Flying back, there was toddlers. There was a toddler that was getting murdered three rows behind me. He had to have been. There's no gargling sound that a child should ever be making like that.
Getting the Homer Simpson.
I'll show you.
Why you little?
But it was fun, man. I recommend visiting.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much shit to do out there. It's a weird culture of their traffic being a Sunday on Broadway. Their traffic is pathetic. Them even complaining about having to spend 20 minutes traveling across the city is the most dumbest complaint I've ever heard from a person.
Like 20 minutes travel across the city? Like,
dude, I heard people complaining about Texas's traffic. When I went down there, those roads were like fucking clean. There was no one there.
Nothing.
Despicable. How
I could ride my bike in the middle of the street and not get hit.
Did you? No.
He doesn't ride bikes.
Right.
They ride him.
Bro?
What?
Fuck you think this is? What you mean?
No, it's
but going back, this wasn't in the bracket, in the docket today, but I did want to clear up some misinformation that we helped spread.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we had an episode. We talked about the Bayonetta voice actress not getting paid enough, right?
Yeah.
We really felt for her plight, and obviously the plight of other voice actors who are suffering from...
real examples.
Real mistreatment. Unlike homegirl over here.
Yeah.
Like we said, we were no experts on it. We don't know what the going rate for anyone would have been. We didn't take any side either.
From what I've heard, her rate, the rate that she was actually given was like the top tier of like what voice actors are given.
It was
like $1,000 an hour.
Per session.
Yeah.
It was per session.
Wow.
Yeah.
She purposely
lied. And it was
going to
be three sessions, I believe, of $4,000.
Yeah.
Three or four sessions, $4,000 a session. Mm-hmm.
And then they even increased it later on. And it was like, okay.
But craziest thing sorry to cut you off.
No,
it
good.
Wasn't that it was the amount of money that she was that she kept making comparisons about how much money Bayonetta makes. And people started breaking down. It doesn't make that much money.
It's not Pokemon.
It doesn't look like it.
It's not Zelda.
She was comparing it to a seven figure game, and they're like, "Oh, hold on, sister, that was over the stretch of like 10 years."
And right. Then, like the worst part about it, as she continued, she started to like attack what's her face who replaced her, and everything starts saying like, "I'm sorry, but I need to say this: you're not Bayonetta. I am Bayonetta. I am the voice, and blah blah blah. I signed.
That's
the...
a flag right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's
yeah,
a
that
flag.
Was. I...
That's weird.
David
don't do
Hayter
that.
Did not do that when he got replaced by a snake. He just said, "Hey, I wish Buddy the best of luck."
Mm-hmm.
Shit. What else could he do?
Homegirl woke up and her phone was blowing up like this bitch popping off.
Worse and worse and worse. Oh man!
Kept digging that hole and he was like, "Just give it to Charity." And he was like, "Look, I didn't." And then when she tried to like you know backpedal / like, "Well, I meant this." And blah, blah, blah. Like, all she kept, like, she couldn't admit that she was wrong. Basically, she was just saying, like, well, you know, give it to charities, whatever. I'm putting this behind me, as they always say.
Yeah.
I'm putting this behind me.
Yeah,
I'm moving on.
A charity that supported, what was it?
Uh-oh.
It was an anti-abortion.
A pro-life?
Pro-life?
Yeah. Yeah, pro-life. There it goes.
Pro-life shit. Yeah, it wasn't even like a
anti-abortion clinic.
Like a legit charity. People who need money. It's just baffling. And it hurts. So, like, if it was just an isolated thing that could only, like, if this thing only affected her, sure, whatever. Blacklist or whatever.
She was talking but about she was, is still right.
It's still right.
It's but, still right. What she now, was talking about is still right.
But now what she's saying is it's going to affect the legitimacy of anyone else who decides to speak out from now on. Like, yeah, she hurt their cause.
Yeah, that is one of the drawbacks of her lying. Coming out. Yeah. Flat out lying.
Mm-hmm.
But staying with the voice actors and going from sad news to tragic news. The GOAT, my Batman, Kevin Conroy, has passed away at the age of 66.
Yeah.
Battle of cancer.
Is that what that was?
Okay. I think it just happened, but yeah, if I'm correct.
Sucks.
Yeah. It was.
Got to pour one out for him. He is Batman.
Yeah.
So. Yep. To the GOAT.
To the GOAT.
Salute.
All the Batman.
So he is.
Whatever.
You fucking fat fingers.
Didn't he? Okay, if I'm correct, I'm not sure if this was like deleted footage, but didn't he actually get to play Batman in Crisis Infinite Earth once in CW?
Yeah, but we don't have to talk about the CW.
No, but
I feel like this is a sovereign moment for him. We don't have to bring
up. Ruin his legacy.
As ridiculous as that thing is, it's just nice that happened, that he got the opportunity to
do it. Obviously, yeah. It was a beautiful moment seeing, you know, sure. But
oh my God.
Kevin Conroy in real life, it's no Batman shit.
Of course.
No.
But, you know, turned around with just his voice talking with the horns and stuff, you know, looking at his face. It's fine.
I really don't want to
look
because I want to shit on that, but I don't want to.
Well, okay,
it's not about that.
Yeah, it's not about that. Okay. I know.
What is your favorite? Like, just put that out real quick. Like, what's your favorite thing from Kevin Conroy? Like, of all,
I think
in general, his entire career,
the first Arkham game.
Okay,
yeah, that first Arkham game put in some work.
I was actually going to say the second Arkham game.
Mm.
Yeah, second Arkham game, like with that whole ending, and you know, I love that story.
We're doing like the entire things. I just say, you know, all of Justice League Unlimited,
Batman the animated series,
of course.
There, we covered it. We did it.
That's it.
Perfect full court shot.
That's it. Period.
Yeah, he is to this day. Every time I read anything Batman, it is the voice I always go to.
He set the standard because everyone else is just trying to be him at this point.
Like, yeah, except for Christian Bale, who had to be different.
No, Christian Bale and fucking Christopher Nolan, they wanted to be different.
Yeah,
they wanted to break the mold a little bit.
Yep,
you got a voice now.
And he broke his. He ended up breaking his voice box in the process.
But he would be missed.
Damn, was hoping he was going to be like the voice actress for Goku from Japan, just here forever.
Shh, don't talk about her. Okay,
she's immortal.
It's like Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White was immortal too. Was just
Betty White's running out of other Highlanders to kill.
No, she was the queen got her. That's
ran
what
out
happened.
Other Highlanders.
Ran out.
She got killed.
She killed. No, okay. We're gonna start talking.
I mean, you guys take it there. I'm trying to move it off that.
Anyway.
There you go.
But
there could be only one.
RIP.
There is only
Kevin Conroy. You know, rest in
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. You know. Thank you for the memories.
Yeah. And then from then on, we can kind of stay in the voiceover anime. I don't know.
Keep going. It's okay. Do it. It's okay.
What did you say? Let's talk about Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon.
Ash Ketchum, a.k.a. the Pokemon League champion.
Take it away, nerd.
25 years.
He finally did it.
Persistence wears down resistance. Keep true. Chasing your dreams, Ash Ketchum said.
A wonderful example.
With that same broken-ass Pikachu taking 5-0. Ooh, man, and all them fire blasts. Don't care. One Voltackle, that's all it takes. Glass jaw, baby.
Look, I'm just happy that we can finally actually like celebrate Ash. Cause I've been waiting for this in the back of my head forever because, you know, I've watched Pokemon since I was little. You know, just like I want him to win.
I gave up waiting on him.
Yeah, I know. But either way, it finally happened.
That's right. The haters dropped off. And the true believers.
Because besides that, the only thing we talk about Ash is for how bad of a trainer he is. All the Pokemon nerds always talk about, oh, you shouldn't use Pokemon.
Did him and Misty fuck?
What?
Did he fuck Misty?
Plead the fifth.
What the fuck?
Ash. I think he's still 10 years old.
Yeah, he is.
He can't.
He's 10 years old. Winning the like
10 years old when he traveled around the world.
Like you said, he's 10
for 25 years.
Shut up.
Has he ever celebrated a birthday on screen?
One anniversary.
By anime logic, he at least has to be 13.
No.
At most 14.
No. Either way, it's horrible. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
What do you mean? No. That's not gracious enough.
I thought he'd be a grown ass man by now.
Let him be his immortal child.
He's still got the same shirt, but he's a grown ass man with a beard.
Maybe that's
back
how.
Pain.
Maybe all we're seeing is his pain. Representation of himself. He believes he's still that inside. So we see that on the outward.
He sees himself as a child.
He sees himself as a child.
In reality, he looks like Homer Simpson.
I know, he finally goes in with his trophy. Finally, I can rest. And he just ages up like fucking
Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
Was anyone trying to get the new Pokemon games?
Yes, I'm getting it. Yep. I'm the only one here with a Switch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Put really? You're right.
I am. Yeah.
Oh,
you
whoa.
Can keep that shit. You can keep that shit.
God, don't be a hater. Shit.
I'm not.
I'm very happy for you guys. You guys are buying another two sets of Pokemon games.
No, just
who the fuck is buying two? Well, I know there are some people who bought two sets of Pokemon games. Never mind.
Pokemon nerds buying two games.
You're not that far.
So they can trade with themselves.
No, I'm one of those guys who would, you know, just download the Pokemon from online.
Ooh.
So which one are you getting?
Violet.
Why does it matter?
Huh?
Why does it matter? What's the difference?
Between what?
Violet and Scarlet.
What Pokemon they allow you to catch?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing they've been doing it for like the beginning.
Right. Since forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always complain about it.
Yeah. So like I just get whatever legendaries I want. You know, play through the game, play through the story.
How am I supposed to complete my Pokédex? Is only half of them are here.
You're forcing me websites. To talk to strangers.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck that. Yeah.
Be a part of the community.
No. Ew, the community's garbage.
They all smell.
I'm looking for 6 IV, perfect EV, Rattata. Anyone have? That's what it sounds like.
Nah, it's not that deep, bro.
I hated it. I hated dealing with that shit. I hated every second of it.
Fuck.
Sounds fucking unbearable.
This is so many little, like... You know, legacies are finally ending, you know.
Yeah, like Sonic games being fucking garbage because apparently this one's the shit, boy.
Here you go.
We were wrong.
How? Well, hold on. Are we sure?
Yeah, I mean, like, we talked about this, like, last year.
We were just talking about this since it was announced. Look, we cannot be wrong. We just said, if the game is good, hallelujah. If the game is bad, hallelujah.
We said we'd just eat it up anyway.
Yeah. True. Yeah. They said, give us the pile of shit and we'll eat it. We don't care. We don't care. We're used to it.
But finally, we got a W, which they had the gall.
We got a W. Brother, we got a W. We got a W.
Praise be.
Praise be to Sega.
Praise be to Sega. Praise be. Thank you.
I'm always lost. I'm always just...
Like, I'm always amazed at the love that you
dedication.
Have. People that keep hurting you.
Exactly. Right. Back-to-back bangers. Bayonetta and Sega. It's a Sega year, baby.
They're like...
It is.
Whoa.
It's a Sega year. We got the movies. We got the shows. We got the fucking game now.
Yeah, the Sonic movie came out. Banging. Sonic video game came out. Banging. Sonic Next Flow show about to come out. Banging. What you mean?
We good, man. Are you eating, Fallout fan? Exactly.
Are you?
Starving.
Rice bean cans. And
some buff out.
And some Mylar meat. It's about 10 days old.
Not Mylar meat. Oh, I hated eating that.
Ranch plus 4.
Yeah. Gross. Steady surviving. But you know who else is having a good year this year?
Oh, segue now.
Fucking Godzilla. All right.
Tell me about this.
Tell us.
All right.
Because I don't keep up with the lizard.
All right. I remember I announced this before. We already heard that Godzilla is getting a sequel.
Keep going. Your background music.
Godzilla, finally, the second the sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong has finished filming.
Hold on.
What?
They sued Pharamond. You trying to get sued too?
Oh, yeah.
That's all you get.
I can't play it backwards.
That's all you get. It's okay. It's okay. But Godzilla, the principal filming for Godzilla versus Kong, the sequel, is done. And they also announced the title, which is Godzilla and Kong.
What filming? It's all CGI.
That's still filming. It's principal filming. It's all the same.
Don't you know it's all green screen? Always has been, always will be.
If there are people there.
Since 2012.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's done. So we're that much closer because next year it's going to be coming out apparently. And we got a title. So it looks like they're going to be working together. It was also Godzilla anniversary of some sort with Godzilla versus Gigan being the theme. So they had a live
action. What's a Gigan?
What's a Gigan?
What's a guy again?
The guy with the fucking claw arms and the one eye from space. I know you've seen.
I know you're talking.
You have
about
the buzzsaw belly.
Yeah. You got to do a little spin effect.
He they had a live action little short, and then they also did
the people in the suits.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It was good. Yeah. And then they had a CGI one with apparently it's supposed to be a sequel to the last film to Destoroyah with the kid. With guys like with him all grown up and everything, now he's fighting Gigan Rex or something like that. It's and
really
then
made the kid look like Zilla.
No,
yeah,
no, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Also, with the anniversary and everything, they announced that Toho's also making another film from them, not from Legendary, and it's coming out November 3rd, 2023, next year, and everything. So.
Dude, I was so pissed off when I saw I saw an animation of Godzilla fighting an Ava unit.
And it turned into
gotcha game.
Oh yeah, that was their little because they've been doing a lot of crossovers for some reason.
I just thought that'd be a sick crossover to find the guy who did Shin Godzilla to have the second movie have Ava units in it. That would be so cool. But
that's what people want.
Here we are with gotcha games.
Yeah,
you still pay 30.
I think they kind of fucked up. Like, granted, Shin Godzilla was like one of the actual better, like actual good films coming out of Godzilla in general. But thing is, how do you make a sequel to that without like it being just
you use Ava units?
No, it's not.
Should you?
No, you should. That's the thing. Like, I feel like they kind of wrote themselves to the corner with that. Like, you don't want to actually do that. You want to leave it ambiguous and stuff. But they decided to make that. They put so much. They invested in so much in that Godzilla. Like that. He became the new Godzilla for everything. You know, he's all over the place. They even placed the statue that was in Tokyo with with Shin Godzilla.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So like it. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, he didn't get any play afterward. That was the only thing. Got like 7 awards. It was great.
But like, we don't need you.
That's it.
Wow.
You're better off leaving it with a fond memory than ruining it.
Yeah, exactly. I think they honestly it's sad, but I think they made the better choice. They're trying to like, oh, let's bring in another kaiju for him to fight or whatever.
Have they ever put Godzilla in a Monster Hunter game? And why?
Oh my God, why not, right?
Yeah.
No, they haven't.
Not yet.
That seems like money. That seems like just money on the table.
Right? It is.
That is just being left to spoil.
Can't wait to carve his fucking tail.
With how these crossovers are going, that's probably next up. Like, because they did a Giga Beast or whatever. It's like a fighting game for kaijus, and he's showing up there. He already came in Modern Warfare.
You didn't have that Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee for the GameCube?
Fuck yeah, I did. I played the fuck out of that. I unlocked everything.
Game was dookie.
It was great. I don't care. It's great.
I thought it was just talking about it. It was fun.
I know, right? He fucking led me in. He led me.
No, I unlocked everything for that game, too.
Yeah, you loved that, man. Shut up.
I had nobody else to play it with.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't there. I'm sorry. Mm. We would have played together.
No, I wasn't there.
I would have fucked your ass up with Mecha King Ghidorah.
You would have got beaten up by, what's my man's name?
Who?
Destroyer.
Yeah, you would play Destroyer. Fuck you. And he's on my fucking shirt. There he is. But yeah. So
moving on.
Godzilla.
Yeah. I love him.
A couple of different movies. Trailers came out.
Oh,
and
also
announced. We can actually talk about the announcement first. Snoop Dogg biopic.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
It's that time.
Yeah. I like the fact that at least they're taking it really seriously.
Are they?
With, like, the director they chose and the writer. Like, the writer is from the guy who, one of the head writers of Black Panther. And the director is, I forgot his name, but he directed Menace to Society and Dead Presidents.
Oh, so this is going to be more in the dramatic.
I want Will Smith to play in everybody's biopic and be their dad. Venus Serena.
And I want him to cry.
Snoop Dogg. Keep it going. I want to be everybody's father.
He's everyone's father.
Macaulay Culkin.
He has to be everyone's. He's everyone's biopic dad.
I want him to, I hope he's in the Weird Al Yankovic movie as Weird Al's dad.
If only he was in what's her face, that the biopic that just got announced, the trailer that we saw for Wakanda Forever.
I didn't catch.
Were you there? Oh, you weren't there. Okay.
I was late because I'm cool.
It was a singer.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
right. That's how I was able to find the movie theater. Yeah. I got led into the movie theater by her.
Her singing and everything.
Pipes.
And
I was like, that's where I'm needed.
I need to go. But yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to this. It does make me, I need to actually watch. I hadn't watched Straight Outta Compton.
That's really good.
Or the, didn't they make another one for Tupac? And
yeah, but I think that Tupac one was like direct good. To TV.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I heard that shit was doggy booty.
Yeah, because they were trying to build up a whole cinematic universe with all the fucking biopic rappers. It was really weird.
It was a dark time. Just keep doing superhero movies and shit.
Please. Don't. I did hear good things about the Wu-Tang Clan show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is actually really good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very good.
Maybe I'll start back on.
Yeah. And we also had a couple trailers. First and foremost, the one that really got me excited was the Pinocchio trailer.
Fuck yeah.
I finally got a full length trailer for the Guillermo del Toro directed stop motion Netflix backed Pinocchio movie. That's a mouthful.
I see Guillermo and I go watch. It's that simple.
Pretty much.
Anything it's attached to, I always have to at least check out.
Because you know it's always going to be like fresh. It's going to be something you haven't seen or felt before.
Well, it's going to have love put to it.
That's
whether he produces it, whether he directs it, there's always like this, I best describe it as like a homemade feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like a homemade, home-cooked meal.
That Guillermo powder, on top of everything he touches, and you're like,
It's like that pot your grandma like has got seasonings over years.
Because his process, I love how he does, because he's also an artist.
Yeah.
So with every movie that he makes a whole lookbook for it. So he's like making notes. He fills the entire thing with designs and backstory and lore and everything. He draws everything from the main characters to the environments, just like that. Like it feels like every bit of it is chosen by him. Like nothing's a mistake in any of his movies, which is, it's nice.
Yeah,
he takes it very seriously.
I think I've said this before, but following them on Twitter is a real treat. He always retweets, animation projects, like small animation projects, or a bunch of different like just movies to look out for. He'll tweet about his experiences at the movie theater with something that he has watched.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a treat to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what it's funny, because that's what like if I remember, like George R. R. Martin does the same thing for like books and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Like he tweets out other people to boost a little bit, and he'll talk about things that he's like other things he's seen or read himself, because he's distracted himself by anything but those last two books.
Mm. Hey man, he said they're coming.
He says he's three thirds the way done. Finally,
they're on the way.
One day, maybe when the second season of House of Dragon comes out.
Maybe.
No, I think he did say that one of them would be out by the time the second season.
Get him some Wakandan bees just in case. Yeah. Keep his ass alive. Don't let you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go. You can't leave yet.
Every time he starts closing his eyes, they smack him.
Guess what? That purple drink.
He has a fucking goes a spirit walking shit.
Another one that came out that kind of piqued my interest was John Wick 4, because as we see it, everyone is just divulging into this.
Dude, we're strapped fevered. In by now. We're strapped in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're ramping up. His family's on the council. What the fuck?
What, I know. Something I about family. I thought he was
I didn't even know he had a family.
Exactly.
Too.
What was that shit called in Tropic Thunder?
I'd be more specific than that, but.
No, the action movie that Ben Stiller's character was always doing.
Oh, fuck.
Who left the fridge open?
Whatever. remember
what was it called?
I want to remember it so bad. Not Exploder. That's GTA.
Not Exploder.
God, I'll come back to it.
It had two. Yeah, you know, one where we had one baby and a gun, and he had two babies and two guns.
I remember the cover. I just want to.
That's what this is turning into.
Yeah.
That's what this is turning into. Yeah. Scorcher.
Scorcher.
Scorcher 7.
And that one he had two seal pups.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have six fucking John Wick movies. This motherfucker's going to be in a wheelchair killing people, all right?
I promise you. No, by the time we get to, like, the seventh one, it'll be like, I'm Jonina Wick. I'm your sister, your long-lost sister from blah, blah,
blah,
blah. Nah,
he's going to have 3D printed toes before they let that shit happen.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, it's just getting more and more.
I've also noticed, like, as much as I love the third one, I can't wait for the fourth, but I keep noticing, like, in each movie, Keanu Reeves seems to, his acting keeps declining a little bit.
He's doing the Vin Diesel.
I think we're all starting to wake up to realize that
he's a Joe Biden of Hollywood.
He is
sleepy.
An okay actor. Reeves.
Yes, at best.
Yeah, I love it.
He's fantastic. I love him. Don't get me wrong. But there was like a little period in time where everybody was propping him as being like the greatest actor of all time.
Shit y'all come in here and do with Nicolas Cage, but one day that's a conversation for another time.
Nicolas Cage is a master.
We'll come back to it.
Generation needs is Nicolas Cage.
Sure.
Every Nicolas Cage.
Sure.
It's a generation.
I need a...
That's Cage Lightning, baby.
Cage Lightning.
Absolutely, sure.
But it's more Wick.
Yeah, that's certainly more.
Something about another coin and people
ninja
are trying to kill
man.
Him. More ninja homeless.
Listen,
man from Japan.
I don't get it.
The most dangerous kind.
The most dangerous homeless people from Japan.
Homeless. Is there such a thing? No.
It's because they got healthcare too. And they're homeless. It makes them dangerous.
The streets are clean.
The streets are clean.
That's why it's so hard to get food out there for homeless people. The streets are fucking clean. Our homeless people are eating like kings. There's garbage everywhere.
I'm just sad of two things that... stop.
Stop laughing, Jamal.
Whatever keeps him awake, you know? It's fine. Keep laughing, please.
Our homeless people are eating like kings. I love it.
Listen, I personally saw a homeless man in Arizona with no shoes. But AirPods and an iPhone.
Stop.
Priorities.
So I kind of tend to agree with Claire.
Even our homeless people are eating good.
Yeah, like, too good.
That motherfucker got a newer phone than I do.
Shit.
Where'd you get that from? Why you got no shoes? Where are your priorities?
Nah, man. He probably saw the TikTok talking about walking around barefoot.
He had long socks and they were crispy white, clean. I don't know where he got them from. Yeah.
That's because he... Okay.
I guess you met the TikTok halfway then, huh?
Yeah. I just wish that the two things I'm disappointed about the trailer looks like they're not going to be in it is I know Halle Berry's not going to be in this.
Boo!
And it looks like they didn't get What's-Her-Face, Trinity.
Back Halle Berry.
Like, I've wanted her. Oh, she's never going to come. Yeah, the Trinity.
Damn.
I'm like, both of them in here. Just bring her
in. That's fine. No. If they're going to keep going and never stop, have new and different... action guests, just new guests.
New guests every time.
Yeah.
Get Kevin
Bond
Hart
girls?
In there.
Oh, new Wick girls.
New Wick. Yeah, there's always a. Yeah.
You know, it's pretty much Wick dudes at this point. It's Wick dudes.
Wick dudes.
Yeah, put Daniel Wick Craig dude. In there.
Yeah, yes. I'd see a Daniel Craig.
I'd love to see a Daniel Craig in there. With his big glasses.
Has Edris Elba already been in there? It seems like something he would like jump at the opportunity.
Look at the fun we're having right now. Look at the fun. This is John Wick, all right? We're strapped in.
Yeah, we can get. If anything, we should get Vin Diesel or Jason Statham.
Yes, all of them.
Something tells me if you got Vin, he wouldn't try and take over the franchise and be a ball hog.
John Wick can be excommunicado forever.
Yeah, pretty much. He'd keep huffing it around town with his 80 open wounds that should have killed him from infection.
He's always limping to success.
He saw one doctor and the doctor didn't even help. He pretty much did it himself. He was like,
he pat him on the back. He's like, he gave him a jello shot. He sent him out the door.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I'm gonna walk out.
Take care of this and call me in the morning.
This dude probably got tetanus and tuberculosis.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll see the movie.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even think we need that Berserker show. Like, we just have John Wick.
Right. It just slowly took, yeah.
And also, I feel like he should have been out the game, like, you know, the first and second time, you know, whatever. But the third time, it just feels like, all right. And now, fourth time.
He's so tired. And especially the fact that this is still happening within, like, what, a week?
Yeah.
Something like that. This is all still happening.
Respect the Baba Yaga.
Baby Yaga. I guess we can move on to like the speaking of another thing that we're probably not I'm strapped in for because we're going to see it. It's Quantumania.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, mm-hmm. Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania. Finally, fucking
directed
Loki.
Directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, really?
Is it?
No.
Really? Oh, well, it just looks like a Spy Kids. Oh,
because it does look like fucking Spy Kids.
It really looks like a Spy Kids.
Saw that recently. There's a lot of well-known, there's a lot of names in that movie, bro.
Yeah.
Spy Kids was packed. Yeah, Spy Kids was hot.
You had Sly in there at one point. You had everybody.
George Lopez was a big old potato head in the third one.
With the fucking screen and everything.
Yeah. He was MODOK.
I kept hearing it when the trailer first came out, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not Spy Kids. And then I kept seeing like the screenshot comparison. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, this is Spy Kids 2022. This is Spy Kids.
Yeah, Spy Kids. But it looks like finally I watched Loki for a reason. You know, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Finally.
I hope it feels like it's for a reason and they don't kind of introduce you to Kang in a way that you don't even need to watch Loki to know who he is.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which would, you know, for business reasons, be the smartest thing to do, honestly.
It would be.
Yeah. Well,
I guess
we'll find out soon.
No one's even mentioned a TVA. I mean, Dr. Strange.
Who?
What?
Who?
TV dinners?
What's that?
TV dinners. But it looks like it's gonna be funny.
Sure.
Slash.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be
the best trilogy that the Marvel movies have until, you know, Black Panther gets its third movie.
Damn. I just hope they keep it's true.
Damn, you may be right.
Yeah.
Both of them have been good.
Yeah, I really liked everything across the board from the first two. Like soundtracks were good.
We're not reviewing Wakanda Forever.
I'm not reviewing Wakanda Forever. I'm talking about the first two Ant-Mans.
Oh, I thought
you get it.
Yeah. No, the Ant-Mans. Stay with it. He's the one that's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. You get
I'm sorry.
You get it.
Stay with us, Bucko.
I'm sorry.
I think they succeeded because they don't. I don't want to say they don't take risks, but.
I mean, either way, it's true. It's true either way. They don't take risks, and also just checking for him.
They know their limits. They know like what,
and they do it right.
Yeah,
like they do it like enough to make you like them. They like make them passable and likable. You know, I don't hate. I like these. I like the Ant-Man movies. They're good.
Yeah,
I like the second.
I just wish they didn't kill their fucking. At least the first one didn't kill his villain. I like Lex Luthor.
We got Kang now, boy.
I mean, Yellow Jacket is just a mantle. Like, we don't need the first one.
True.
Yeah, he could die.
I like that.
We can still get Yellow Jacket.
We could. Lex Luthor can go over to DC finally and get hired. But that ship is sailed.
Yep, it's gone.
Crazy.
The more Marvel makes these people look good, the harder their DC counterparts are going to have trying to get acclimated into the screen themselves. Blue Beetle's going to have one hell of a time right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Fury of the Gods is going to clear the way for him.
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, it's only if it's fucking Blue Beetle. If Blue Beetle's even still happening at this point, because with Warner Brothers, they've been cutting so many things, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm like, do we really need to do that?
And they're still down billions.
It's true.
I think they'll still try Blue Beetle.
I hope so. Yeah.
So do I, but I'm not holding my breath, mm-hmm. especially in it being good.
Right. I mean, that's just a tough sale at this point.
what are you guys expecting to come? Because Quantumania seems like it'll be the one that ties the everything. It should at least start tying everything together to move us forward into
the big Avengers film?
Kang, where he'll
come back again and be in Dynasty and the Avengers 4, I think. Yeah. So, I'm hoping...
What would we like to see Fantastic set up?
Four. I would like to see Fantastic Four. I would like to see...
Are we talking about Phase 5 in general? What would we like to see
established in Ant-Man?
Oh.
I would like to get some nods to these other, you know, really smart people who deal with this kind of stuff. If you're going to stay out here, you can kind of, you know, hint to other heroes who do it. Maybe we'll get a Wonder Man cameo.
I keep hearing, and it could be a rumor, because fucking Twitter likes to put out random ass, like, that was not real, but, you know, here you go. I keep hearing that apparently Doom is going to be a legacy thing to Kang or something.
What?
That they're going to connect them, Kang and Doom. Some kind of way, like that he's going to be
what's going to be
his Apprentice or something like that.
I hadn't heard that.
Or like he's gonna
Victor Von Doom apprentices to no one.
I hope
no
not.
One.
I hope you're right.
Yes, he did. The Marquis of Death.
No one.
Damn.
Where's that person at?
Dead because Doom
exactly.
killed him.
Exactly.
Because Doom killed him.
Marquis, apparently.
I guess I want more. It probably won't happen in this film, but like I want more or hints to mutants. You know, something. I'm not sure where it would fit in or anything, but I just want them to actually start maybe explaining where they would come from, maybe in some kind of way. Then just say, hey, mutants. You know what I mean?
Like
I keep hearing this word thrown around, but not like a.
Not like something actually.
Actually definite. That, oh, this, because this is why other people are like this. No, just like, no mutants. Okay.
Don't you mean miracles? the four approved words.
The approved
word. Yeah, the approved word.
I think you two said it with Fantastic Four being like the most obvious thing that they should take this opportunity to use to introduce versus the most hopeful thing is more mutant information.
What else is there to care about really in the future for Marvel, really, you know?
I mean, we don't know yet. Spoken like a true fool, we don't know yet, but they will show us.
As they will show the Phoenix Force in the background. Yeah, go ahead, do that. Just have it flying.
I guess maybe the best case scenario they finally show an actual multiverse.
Yeah,
instead of this.
What about multiple stops in the multiverse for like 2 seconds and blend them all together?
Yeah.
What about that?
The condiment universe.
Yeah. Why not?
they had a better showing in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah,
I love that movie so
than
much.
Than they did in Multiverse of Madness.
It's yes, Google. Because they went to more than just one place,
and they actually fleshed out some of these places
exactly. Which was like what 10 minutes?
Yeah,
compared to like
what half an hour
that they were in that other one other universe.
Right,
all to punch Bruce Campbell in the face.
Yep, that's it.
Awesome.
I guess we can move on to fucking, speaking of things getting pushed in the face, Henry left The Witcher.
Look, got slapped in the face.
You could do better for the god, Henry Cavill.
Okay, do better.
But can he do better for us? It's the question.
He gave us the best.
Netflix could not do better for Henry Cavill, so he had to bounce.
Exactly. Boom. See, he did better.
Henry Cavill is no longer attached to The Witcher season four? Three?
Season three.
He's there for season three, gone for season four.
Really?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well.
And, okay. rumors are going around that Henry Cavill had always said that he would be around for everything related to The Witcher as pertains to Netflix, as long as they stay true to the original works of
the guy,
the writer.
Yeah.
Nothing has been said. Nothing, no information has come out as to why he is leaving, but he said he is done with them. So I can only assume they started deviating from the book. They are bringing in one of the
Hemworths.
It's not even the cool brother.
I mean, the cool brother is busy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, shitting all. Never mind.
Oh, shut up! Don't.
Shitting all over.
Getting compared to another Thor. Getting compared to another Thor. That's what's going on with him.
Yeah. It's Liam.
I like Hemsworth. They probably were thinking about. I'm sure all season three he was going to leave. So it just felt so quick. Like, oh, did you have this guy already lined up just in case?
Yeah.
Like you knew that. Oh, we're going to change some things, and Henry's probably going to have something.
This is like watching Hercules, and then Hercules gets replaced with what his fucking name, Neolus.
Who?
Neolus. What the fuck?
You guys didn't watch Hercules?
No.
With what's his
Kevin
name?
Kevin Servo.
Yeah, Kevin Servo.
For years.
Years.
So he I didn't watch towards the end. He got replaced by just a random guy.
No, I'm saying this is what it's like.
Mm.
Okay. Because
he had a little a half his size sidekick.
Yeah, his little sidekick. Who you said? I always thought he was one of the Baldwins. For some reason.
Because Xena had a little sidekick too, a little short haired girl.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Maybe I should turn from Xena on. Back on track.
Back on track. Yeah, yes, sir.
But, I still need to watch season two. So, I mean, are you guys fairly like disappointed or relieved or how do you guys feel?
Yeah, does anybody have any actual emotions out of this? Because I haven't even seen somebody who's like, yeah, and then like, that's it.
No, I have no.
I am sad to see him disappear from his role as Geralt. I am not looking forward to a replacement.
I will say maybe it's because this is the Game of Thrones effect, but I do not know any of the characters' names other than his. It would not be a stretch to replace him, and I will still be just as lost as I was when his whip figure was there. I just had something to look at.
You like look at him like, he looks a little different.
I was like, I said, what's going on?
Did you change your hair?
Yeah, something's different.
Why are you 6 inches shorter and not as wide?
It's like that fucking 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, when they had the ending, and during like when it kept doing more movies and stuff, when the actors got replaced and he came back.
Yeah. Because skinnier.
Yeah, they had like fucking contract issues. Then he fixed it. Like what the fuck?
I guess I stand alone.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. You let me know how Liam is.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I guess this means we're definitely going to get more him being Superman, I guess, since he doesn't have to worry
not
about
necessarily.
Which one. True.
We'll see what Dwayne says.
You mean Gunn?
No, he said it right. No. We'll see what Dwayne says when he wins. Because he's going to walk up there and slap James Gunn in the head, all right? Because if you haven't heard, all right, the Kondaki is out, all right, and he's trying to change the power structure at DC like he's always
because we know they need it though.
Yeah,
they need some sort of structure.
Yeah, they need something. Y'all are bugging.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's trying to change it around by in his movie it was such a hit.
No, it
success.
Wasn't. It wasn't.
No, I mean it was good last time.
It was good.
Right?
It was
the
good.
Numbers weren't. Like
no, that shit was number one for like what? How many weeks in a row? Two,
enough.
Three.
What was against?
Enough.
That's not important.
It was against failing competition.
Exactly.
Not,
they should have done better.
They should have done better.
Oh, yeah, it's their fault. Okay.
Yeah,
if it was
actually.
So easy, they could have got it too, but they didn't.
I mean, I don't know. But yeah, so The Rock is clashing with DC's Dwayne. New head of the DCEU, James Gunn. Oh, you know, the op, you know, our insight man. Ha ha ha. No, but he's beefing with him because.
What's wrong?
Oh, you do that every time. Go.
Yeah, they're beefing with him. So what?
No, I'm like, I can't find my water bottle, and I was like, oh, there it is. Like, no, that's Heidel's water bottle. And then you know, Chris started looking at me. He's like, what's going on, buddy?
You had that look on your face. I'm sorry. This is, I guess.
Like I said, don't worry about it. Go.
I'm going to continue. So yes.
Clarence, you're too expressive to be making those faces and not wondering what people are going to say about.
Shit, you're not saying that.
It's true.
Is he saying that? He does that too. I love you guys. That sounds like some light skin shade. I love you guys so much. You know that?
What?
I love you guys.
You make my life miserable.
You know,
but I love you guys.
You know I love you guys so very much. So yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. All right. So they're getting into it basically. The Rock says because Black Adam was like, you know, the game changer and the most amazing movie that came out years, he wants to change the DCEU and make it more Black Adam centric. I mean, he wants to make. I mean, he has a strong case. Did you not see Black Adam? And did you see everything else that came before it?
Wow, what a bedrock to
power
put
vacuum
all your DC
that's
on.
That's not a bad idea, honestly. Can you think?
Yeah,
about
go
it?
For it.
Change
go for
the
broke.
Focus of at DC this, as a whole from Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman to Black Adam.
Go for
DC.
Go for
and let me just make this very clear to you. DC will never. Ever.
Yeah, DC, dramatic conduct presentations. Yeah.
DC.
Conduct starts with a K.
Yeah,
not anymore, like, buddy. Not anymore.
DC will never push anything with the word black. All right?
Nah. That's out of here. That's out of here, unfortunately.
That's wishful thinking, my guy.
Who wishes for that?
I mean,
Dwayne.
I guess so. Mean Rock?
Yeah. I mean, he said it right.
He wants to still have his
power
struggle against Superman, but on his terms, not on the terms of James Gunn. But also, from that story, it kind of threw me for a loop. I've never heard of a company putting a director in charge of a studio like this. Hmm? You know what I mean? Like Kevin Feige runs.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
But he is not a director.
He's a producer.
So you're putting in somebody in this position. I wonder how that's actually going to play out for them.
True.
You know, I don't really recall this ever being have happened before.
Yeah. Well, let the experiment flourish, you know?
I mean, they're scrambling, and their best bet at this point would be James Gunn, since he's willing and, you know, waiting. So, you know, he was probably like, oh shit, James Gunn wants to come on. So, and good for James. I mean, he's winning for James Gunn because he gets to do that and still do the Guardians films.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's still, I mean, he's, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's still directing.
He's double dipping. Yeah, he's still doing three.
I just want the competition to go back to being fair so I can enjoy both sides.
They're too behind to be fair.
Exactly. I want to enjoy both sides, actually. But unfortunately, some people would rather, you know, continue to chase a pocket hole universe.
It's mine.
That don't matter.
It's my universe.
Somewhere out there right now, there's a Chicago Med actor with a goofy ass picture of him as a Green Lantern still up there. He's like, every once in a while, he'll just like repost some, hey, release the Snyder Cut, guys. Hey, you remember me? Remember when Zach posted that picture? He lied to you, bro. I'm sorry. He lied to you. He was never going to let you be the Green Lantern. He lied to all of us. And he used that to boost the movie some more. And he left you behind. So,
got to change that resume, buddy.
Got to change that picture. It's not happening. You are not the Green Lantern.
You know he's not changing that picture.
Yeah, he's going to keep it up there for as long as. And maybe if Zach gets a rebound, he'll be like,
until
hey.
Until dust can gather on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much. Ugh, man. But either way, if The Rock has his way, I would like to see what the DCU looks like, because at this point in time,
anything is better.
They need something needs to change for sure. I just don't know if what we got with Black Adam is a change.
If this movie is not selling a long like Hawkman change. Merchandise, then this one movie has done more for the DCU than any movie.
You wow.
He likes black. I'm black. He likes Hawkman.
Am I wrong?
I mean,
I've never heard anybody say, "Oh, Hawkman is cool."
Yeah, me either.
Even after,
yeah,
this.
But not after this movie. I'm hearing it.
Where?
Someone just told me it yesterday.
Went one person.
I mean, and that's cool.
That's double.
In the last 10 years.
That's yeah, double. I mean,
wow, progress.
Yeah, progress. It's
what do you mean? The sentence just came out of his mouth. All right.
It's true.
Three.
It's true.
I guess.
And but. With Disney having all the money in the fucking world.
Yes.
And being able to collaborate with all of these different studios, DC, we know, has a uphill battle. Wish them all the luck. We'll be there for the burning of the empire.
Burning of your money.
It's the exact opposite of what happened back in the day with Marvel and DC, how Marvel used to be on like the cutting board. That's and true. they needed like somebody to partner with and, you know, suck off that life force. But DC always had Warner Brothers, and now look who needs the life force to suck off of.
Yeah.
They probably got stagnant.
And they kept putting all their money in fucking Batman movies.
Yeah,
like that were
it.
Good.
That was it. I mean,
what else is it?
Well, not all the animated ones.
I mean, it's good if you put all your fucking effort into it. Of course, it's gonna be good. I mean, I hope nothing less.
Nobody's asking for nobody else but Batman.
It's true.
Exactly.
Batman, and then sometimes Superman.
Sometimes.
Now that Henry Cavill's back, I want to see more. No. More.
You know, hey,
more.
Hey, more. You didn't say he was back. Okay.
More with less.
Yes.
More with less.
Less Black Adam. Less.
No, Black Adam has to show up every movie that Henry Cavill was in for that one to fight.
He'll bust through the doors.
If it was up to The Rock, that would be the case.
He just wants them to be on the same screen so they compare muscles.
Right.
Like, look, oh, yeah.
Hey, are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm just lifting the planet.
What kind of steroids do you do?
Yeah. No.
How much does it cost?
$8.
Like a Twitter check mark?
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that shit.
Before we finish on that, I want to talk about a couple of days ago, Studio Ghibli dropped this random teaser trailer of a Lucasfilm Studio Ghibli
collaboration.
Oh, it's a trailer?
No, the thing came out, but it all had like this like little promotion run that was like super quick.
Yeah.
And I get it, because it was a very small project, but it was almost like a breaknecking, like it was like I blinked and the thing was out. Which is cool. It's a 3-minute little animation of Grogu. Beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
It left me wanting so much more. I loved it. It was super adorable, but I really left me wondering what a full length collaboration would look like.
I'm hoping it just it doesn't
puff that copium.
It doesn't feel like this is just a one and gun like that.
It
has to be a teaser, just a test of waters, especially how quick it was, and see how much it blows up on social media, on Twitter, and it blew up. So yeah. There has to be, especially the fact like they're doing more Star Wars animation, anything. Yeah. So
What was that anthology called?
Visions.
Yeah. Visions. Yeah. Visions.
So, they just dropped that other one. That's like that. Ahsoka and Dooku.
Tales of the Jedi. Yeah. I watched the first episode.
I haven't seen it yet.
How was it?
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh boy.
It's cool. Everybody looks good. Everything looks good. Okay. All right.
No, don't talk about the looks.
So Dooku gets corrupted by something that's pretty fucking basic, and I'm like, that's what made you. That's what started to turn.
I thought the Jedi made him turn.
No, like some random general on a planet was exploiting these citizens, and Dooku's like, "All right, I'm gonna get mean because you said something mean about them, and I'm gonna try and kill you now before my Padawan stops me." I'm like, "No, this dude's a count. Like, this is what made you. This is what started you down the path." Hmm. Some people say mean things. But it looks pretty though. I'll just say that. I think I'm starting to lean towards the clearance route, where it's like the less content of something, you know, kind of the better.
Burnt out of Star Wars, yeah.
Like I would never say I'm burnt out on Star Wars. I'll watch the content, but I'm certainly not giving any more time to the shit that's boring, like the Andor shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all like it. I think it's kind of boring.
Unless the story's getting moved forward, you know, you just look at everyone else having fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I can shut my mouth. I don't have to shit on other people's good time. It's not for me, you know? Like, I don't have to go like, oh, it's the worst thing ever made, you know? I just don't have to. I'm not enjoying it, so I'll just leave it at that. I wish it was more exciting, you know? But I'm glad people are enjoying it. I would much rather hear people praise something than complaining and saying what they don't like all the fucking time. Like, it's so annoying. Like, go make your own fucking Star Wars then. Or shut the fuck up. Like, just watch the content.
Yeah.
All on right. That note, go check out our review.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
On anything that we've been reviewing.
Black Adam 2.
Yeah, please. Let us tell you what
Halloween Ends. Yeah, just go check them out.
Yeah, check all those out. We're doing the favor.
Look how strong this 18th Street brew be.
Yeah.
With that said, I think we're winding down, but I did want to talk about the
already out, y'all. As you know,
the fantastic,
the muskrat propaganda. Back at it again.
Oh my god,
your boy's a genius. Your boy's a genius.
I was gonna go with this. I was gonna wait till everybody starts shitting on them to come out here with the white knighting. But what if Elon Musk buying Twitter was the greatest troll of all time? He opened up the floodgates and this motherfucker is just wilding out, verifying all kinds of pages, making gigantic companies lose millions of dollars. If this is how an empire burns, I'm like that gif of Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
walked up with a lawn chair and I'm just posted. Watching the fucking chaos erupt in the streets.
Yeah.
To have that type of wealth just to throw billions of dollars away to make some people laugh.
I mean, man, you could have single-handedly fixed Flint's problem.
But that ain't funny!
Yeah, I know, right? You could have done so much stuff, but, you know, we do this. You know.
That insulin company losing billions because of a tweet? Perfect.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Yep.
Like these people are no, I don't have any good takes. They're not like, funny.
I mean, it was definitely a time that you had to been there for, just to see the chaos go rampant once the Twitter check marks came out and anyone can get it. So, and guess what, everyone did, and all the fake accounts was just, it was just magic, because I just love seeing just all the celebrity. It was just role playing, but felt like real role play, because a lot of people thought, "Wait, so he said what?" I mean, of course, a smart person would be like, "Oh, okay, obviously this is a parody," but no. also, like, I think one of the another one was like someone did a fake Nintendo account and it had Mario flipping off everybody and everything. Nintendo America.
Someone was like, Mario would never do that. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think he said this. Like, shut the fuck up. Fuck all you. Fuck all you.
I wanted to see a fake Bernie Sanders account try and hit on the fake Mariah Carey account.
Also, wait, people,
there was a Giuliani one that was like, I don't like Nancy Pelosi, but them things be banging.
Me and Nancy don't agree on things. Also, apparently, like, there was also a fight against, like, what is parody, what is, like, impersonation and everything, especially for Elon, because everyone started changing the name to Elon, including, like, Doja. Like, Doja said, like, I'm like, I can't change my name, because she changed her name to Christmas. Like, yeah. I can't change it back. Elon, can you fix this shit? Fuck you, Elon. And then, you know, like, fine, you can change your name now. And then
she changed it to Elon Musk. And she's like, thank you.
Thank you, bitch.
Yikes.
It has been a wild couple of days on Twitter.
Yeah.
If this is how it goes out being exactly what it wanted to be from the beginning, Reddit. So I'm all for it.
The only people I feel bad about during all this is just the people who work at Twitter. That's it, because
yeah, those we got fired.
Between they got fired and then they got rehired because they didn't have they. Oh yeah, we need those people. So they called them right back. People sleeping in the lobbies and stuff, or in the break rooms and shit.
Hey guys, type out your code, and then people who have the most code are the winners.
He also decided to break away. Oh no, he decided to end at work home working. So he told everyone to come
your
all back.
Your ass back in the office.
Come on back.
If I got to be burning up in that motherfucking factory, you better be in that motherfucking
like Musk,
office.
Musk, you don't even have to be there. Shut up! Come back!
He's never there.
You think he's in the office? He ain't in no motherfucking
I don't
office.
Know which,
but I'm in a different country. I can't even get there overnight.
I mean, he has so many companies. I don't know where he's at most of the time.
Yeah, here dodging Grimes child support.
And apparently he's also, especially now he's going to be joining like more court cases because apparently they're going to be suing him for, he went against a California law for laying off workers without giving them as time. You need a
60 or 30 day month, no, not notice. Month, day.
60 day notice, something like that. You have to let their people know. He told them as soon as he got there that they're all gone. So there's that. Wonderful. All of this. Wonderful.
Be an American.
Yeah, isn't it great?
This is an international thing. He's South African.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is South African.
He is South African.
Capitalism knows no country.
He's definitely took the like free speech and unless you're making fun of me and capitalism.
Free speech is gonna cost you $8 a month.
Exactly. And then like it was so stupid, and then the people who are already verified kept their check mark, but then you can tell who was verified from a paid and who was verified from, like, so what was the point?
Pyramid scheme.
It was so stupid.
That's all it is. It was a scheme.
And with all we're talking about this, it's all gone. He pedaled back on everything.
Well, yeah, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rolled it out for one day, got a couple $1,000 and cut it off. You know?
Who would charge on you? You offered a month. If you cancel after a couple days, everybody gets their money back. So you don't get anything out of it.
That's right.
Oh my God. Damn. Well, okay.
He thought he could just turn on the money faucet.
That was fun.
Yeah, well, because what was happening is people would pay for verified, and then they would get kicked off, and then they would cancel. They would call back the credit card payment,
mm-hmm.
and then they would win it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's a system. Not enough people fall through it.
With that being said, I think it's time for comic book news or comic book reviews.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's talk about
what
some
kind of paperbacks you got for us,
Paperboy. Yeah, I got the Paperboy.
I gotta get back on that show. By
That's
the way,
a show.
I want to get the light work out of the way.
What light work?
What's the light?
Wait, what was light about any of this?
Oh, a couple of them in my opinion.
Nah, what do you mean?
Guys, I've got nothing good to say. I'm sorry, unfortunately.
No.
You chose
the only
it?
Good thing I would say about After School is episode 4 in this weird, chaotic anthology where we join another episode with another. Which one was this one? Like, was it like an invasion or something?
No,
this was a cult.
It was a cult.
Aye.
So, it was a kid cult.
And this, what's the vibe on this one, guys? How we feel about this one?
So, I
didn't think it was too bad, but it wasn't the best.
I liked it, but I felt like since they had a limit how many pages they could use and they weren't going to get a second issue, they didn't know how to end it. Because it goes and goes, and then it finally climaxes, and then it just ends.
Hate when that happens.
Like, there's nothing, there's no conclusion, you don't know what happened. Because the other three has some sort of, like, ending, you know? Yeah, has some sort of, like...
That first one definitely felt like a closer.
Yeah, but this one, I don't think they knew how to end. They had too big of an idea for how many pages they had. But then I thought that was fine.
Yeah, I think
fine.
they had a really big idea, and then they were really slow to roll it out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't finish it, but I read about half of it, and it was a lot of, like, build-up to... I kind of liked where it was going, but it was just... It kept walking around in circles on its own.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where it didn't get anywhere, and I just checked out.
I just wish
X-Men came out. Better shit to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I got real things to read. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I just wish there was more of an indication on why. Because it was about, as a kid cult, like, this teacher has an idea to unify his students to make them better at school and everything.
And somehow they just turned into murderers. How did that weird come mind. About?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, there was no transition, or I kind of wish the teacher was, like, making them do these things. Like, right. Oh, you're part of this cult. You have to. Okay, but there was none of that. They kind of just went on their own. So it made me think: are these kids naturally violent?
I don't know.
Because sounds like it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, even though this is supposed to be a prep school, like, this is all the kids in the good neighborhoods. Well, I guess. I mean, the school anyway.
Also, the worst type of children.
Pretty much.
Exactly. Those
soulless monsters.
But it was fine. I read the I felt like the two before this one was good. Because I just had to read all four.
I gotta circle back and check those out. Speaking of which, we also have from DC Wildcats number one.
He won't leave me alone.
He's not leaving any of us alone. Okay? He's not leaving any of us alone.
Yes.
Remember that.
Remember this?
So
I totally didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah, I know. I was shocked. How could you not remember such an iconic moment? Anyway, Matthew Rosenberg, he wrote a really good Hawkeye story, Freefall, a couple of other things.
He wrote it so well.
He decided to do it again.
Keep going.
With a couple of other characters. I'm gonna let you guys go ahead and start because I have nothing positive to say. And I know I'm understanding that you guys like this. So
I like that.
Go on.
It was a very Deadpool vibe.
Yeah.
Without the charm of Deadpool. If Deadpool has a charm.
Anytime I see a police chief with anger management issues, I'm in love. I'm sorry.
I felt
this comedically.
That was the best thing of this book was the angry Bill Burr police chief.
Yeah.
The tiny man. Tiny man with big
baby, suit. Baby big man. Suit tiny man.
Big suit funny man.
Yeah, big suit baby man.
And I think his like arms were kinda like longer than his like his torso.
He looked like he was jacked under that shit.
Yeah, he could.
I can hear what Jamal's coming from. I did hear like the budget big band jazz playing while everything was happening in the back of my head. You know what I mean?
I feel
think
you.
So.
And like every time, like someone said a zinger, you know, the band would kick up.
Yeah, man. Real class act, goofy shit in here.
I wasn't expecting this to be good because one, it felt like this like throwaway kind of superhero whatever that's been around forever apparently. But I thought when I was reading it, I knew what this was. So I expected nothing less as it kept going. Like, oh, this is corny. This is some cheesy shit. He's kind of funny. He's one of those quirky, like, not a hero, but he'll kill people and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll take it out with it. So I thought for what it was trying to do, it was all right. I thought it was funny. It made me giggle a couple times.
That's
always nice. I'm like, whoo.
Matt can do that. He can make you giggle.
He can make me giggle.
I giggle a little bit.
Would I watch? Would I want to read any more of this? No, because it's not going anywhere. I don't know what happened in this book.
Yeah,
There was zero plot.
Nothing happened.
They were just doing stuff.
Nothing happened. I don't care about anybody. Yeah, they were doing zero things, going after nothing for no reasons, and
they were just interested in characters, and they were just like, here she is.
Most we know is that Cole had a brother. He's dead, and we keep seeing him.
This felt like the same TOC they gave to the Static books.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah. as intended.
No.
As you should. For me, I felt like, you know, he's not. I was a big fan of the Wildcats. These were DC's answer to the X-Men.
Really?
Yeah, this is no, I'm sorry, they were Image first. This was Image and ultimately DC's answer to the X-Men. They had a TV show.
I think I remember those lines.
That's yeah. There was a guy who could grow big or go small.
Right. They're like, instead of mutants, they were aliens fighting against other aliens. And like, you know, who cares, right? Who cares about the shit? Like, but the point is, there. I don't mind new twist, but this is like, he literally made this book. When we read Thunderbolts, I felt like, this is that. This is essentially what this is.
They literally could have just been replaced with the same.
Yeah, like it's, same it was almost the exact same premise. I didn't enjoy it. I don't like, you know, how it's essentially every. You're going to kill Deathblow in the first book. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
One of the black characters who seemed like an important character.
One of the only black character in the book. You murder him and then not just murder him, you blow his head up like halfway through the fucking movie.
Yep.
Who let that
And Cole was supposed to cover him. He didn't even do shit.
Yeah, so he's
like, cover me.
He did. He said, yeah, I got this. The dude took two steps.
Is he dead? Yep. All right, blow up his head. Make sure.
He's like really dead. Pop, pop, double
and then,
dead.
And see, then the Green Arrow disrespect at the end. Hey, he's not one of the scary ones. How dare you?
Not only are we Guardians of the Galaxy, but we're also Suicide Squad.
Yeah, also. We're like a mishmash. We're just like cool, lazy, everything's fun mishmash. Like,
it's dark humor. People die and we laugh.
Yeah. I really didn't enjoy this one. Like, I felt, as a Wildcats fan, I was super excited for this.
I keep forgetting. Yeah, you're...
Yeah, man, like...
he's been suffering in silence for, like, the past 15 years.
Every time DC puts their hands on something that used to come from...
Image.
Wildstorm imprint that Cave Rib Image, those guys, the Authority in New 52, now this. It's like they're dragging their corpses out and just, like, mutilating them.
We need a slot to fill.
This is not the same grifter that was on that Batman issue like last year.
No, it's not even the same grifter that's right here. This motherfucker's capable.
You're right.
I don't know who this other guy is.
Wasn't that guy always getting his leg shot out?
Yeah, you remember that fucking awesome ass book? Little girl sprayed his legs with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Like, man, like they used to get into it. But yeah, I'm just not a fan of what, because it just seems like there's a huge disconnect between what they were going for with some of these series and what they want to do with them now. It's bad enough you don't know what to do with your own characters, but characters that are essentially a layup, you just like take them and turn them into this like soulless thing. I just really didn't enjoy it. I would certainly hope that issue two has some hope, but I certainly will not bring it to this podcast. I will not require anybody else to, you know, check this one out. I'll let you know if I come back.
If there's an inkling hope or gets better, just let us know. I will
try.
Yeah.
Someone once told me.
I'll live vicariously through you.
Thank you. As I live vicariously through you with Batman shit.
Speaking of vicarious, how's the quorum?
Huh?
The quorum? Okay, exactly.
Wow. Why would you do that to him? That's crazy. How is that book, actually?
The issues are coming out so slow that, you know, I've gotten very patient with waiting for it to finish.
Basically, he hasn't read it in a very, very long time.
I think there's 8 or 9 issues out, and I have read up to like issue 4 or 5.
Oh, so
like I said,
it's not, the issues aren't that big, and it's not even moving that fast, you know. So I'm
that's the problem. Okay. It's just not moving that fast.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one day Clarence will move on, just as you know he did from writing the project. And then we can go on, and we can admit that firepower is better.
Firepower,
which we have.
Bring that shit back.
Of course. I mean, they're on 30. That's all I'm saying. They're on 30.
Are you reading 30?
I can walk into the shop and go get that.
Are you reading 30?
I was on 15.
Yeah, I'd be on 32 if I just wrote random shit like a Seinfeld episode and nothing happened.
What do you think decorum is? That man is writing just random splatters.
It makes sense, but it's just not.
It's going somewhere.
It is going
somewhere. Yeah, to sleep. That's where the fuck it went. You know that. Let's get this shit out of here. No, I didn't mean to call it that.
It's all right.
Batman and the Joker Daily Duo number one, DC Black Label. I think it's the first Black Label Batman joint that we all are kind of feeling a little meh on, unless I read the room wrong.
No, you didn't.
I love the art, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Looking
Rafi put his fucking ankles in it. This is like 90s Spawn like fever dream. It's the line work in here is incredible.
This reminds me of an old comic I had. It was Venom versus Morbius.
Ooh.
It was or what was it? It was a vampire. It was Venom fighting a vampire. He had like a jeweled necklace.
Huh. So Dracula himself?
It was no Dracula. I'll find it though.
Okay.
Either way, wonderful but book.
It's the art, okay, looks incredible.
Right.
Story. By the not okay. It's not even. It's just by the books. I know.
Yeah.
I can see the twists and turns everywhere. I know what's going to happen. They set everything up so you can see it.
Right.
So like. I mean, if you love Batman, I mean, you like Batman, right, Heido?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much what you expect, right?
This is great.
Yeah, exactly. You love
this
it.
This is great.
He flies.
He flies.
He flies.
He punches.
Oh, he punches. He does punch.
I like the fact that he's attempting to have a humor, so he's kind of sassy.
Yeah, that's one thing I do appreciate about the book, is that there's... You can see him trying a little bit with Batman as far as he's not just the brooding, I know everything for the city's sake, whatever the fuck.
It feels like now he's just cocky as fuck because his inner dialogue is like, they think I'm not going to do this, but I am.
You think he's not saying that?
Huh?
You think he's not doing that for real?
What, he's saying it out loud?
You know, he's probably doing that big time around the Justice
League. Yeah, true.
But you thought I was going to open that door.
But I didn't. But I actually did.
Basically, the premise of this book is... A new Joker has been spotted in town committing murders,
mm-hmm.
and he is ungodly fast.
And strong.
And strong.
And durable.
And ungodly brutal.
Batman is licking his jowls. He's like, where is he?
White skin? Green hair?
At the end, we get a visit from our good old buddy and pal, the Joker, which apparently seems to be, I don't know if the cover is just a play of the vampire-ism that they're going, but it seems to be the Joker from the current run that doesn't have an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
there
right.
are multiple
he
Jokers.
Have that eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he shows up and says, Batch, I got a problem.
What's the problem?
It's about the vampire me's running around.
What do you mean, vampire me's? There's no
such thing. What do you mean, vampire me's?
Look, they took something.
You gonna help me or not?
They took something that belongs to me, Batman.
Yeah,
and I have something
so
that belongs to you.
This
and
is...
I fucked up, and you gotta help me now.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you say, Joker, because you know I love you.
What?
Yeah, of course.
What?
And at one point, I started to think this was back in time, because when they were describing the features of the Joker, I was like, the Joker? Has no one ever heard of the Joker before? Just say the Joker. Say he's a Joker.
No, he has
say
green.
The Joker
No. He has white skin.
Yeah.
No. He has green hair.
Okay.
And he's like tall. And spindly.
He ran out of here laughing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who else could that be, man?
I mean, dude, come on, man. We're
like,
we're
who else
Gotham.
Could that be?
So many.
Britney Spears.
We don't.
Shut the fuck up. Could be Britney Spears.
We don't want to generalize.
Right. We don't want to. Yeah,
you don't want to offend.
We don't want to, accuse our, white-haired, green-skinned individuals.
There is a Joker gang that could have been like a methed out Joker.
Any one of them.
Fair enough. Like I did not.
you don't know what be going down in the streets of Chicago. I mean Gotham.
No, I don't. Except for like mutated Jokers. I didn't really have a good time with this one. I didn't have a horrible time looking at it. I'll just say that.
I think next issue is gonna be better.
I think so too because
we haven't got to the meat of it yet, and I feel like next issue and maybe issues are gonna be more meat because we'll have the thing that keeps promising us, Joker and Batman talking and interacting.
The Deadly Duo.
The Deadly Duo.
It out.
When until you realize this was all part of Joker's plan to fuck with him. And he set this all up. And it was all a joke. And he's a pie in your face.
Fat ass loogie in his eye, though.
Yeah, he's it.
That thing was juicy. I felt the splash from here.
I
That's the thing. Like, I love the fact that, like, he took whatever something Dick said to him, he took to heart, because now he's actually trying, because he's never spit in the Joker's face before. It's not like the first time he's been up close to him. On now, either Joker was surprised, like, what the fuck?
I bet they spit in each other all the time.
He spits in Catwoman's face, perverts.
She's in here, too. I forgot.
Yeah, for, like, five seconds.
I know she has a whole panel and everything. I'm like, is she going to be important?
I love her line, though. Like, I feel like they captured her one line perfectly. It was like, a storm's coming, kitty. Don't want to get wet. Yeah, just...
Meow, 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 meow.
It's got the... If you're a Batman simp, honestly, you will not find one thing wrong with this book. It's pretty... it's got Harley Quinn. It's got Batman.
Everything you ever wanted.
He's got a million cape spreads that all look good.
Yeah,
they can all be a t-shirt. My God,
you cannot open your comic book wide enough to get the whole fucking effect.
He took his toupee off. With flight,
my man. Listen,
how does he have that type of velocity?
I don't know. Shut up.
And he's that low to the ground at the same time.
Shut up.
Top form beautiful. You're into that.
Amazing.
You're into that. You will enjoy this, and I have nothing else to say.
Actually, a work of art.
I mean, I can't believe I opened my mouth. I'm such a simpleton that I don't get it like that. But,
be better.
I'm trying, guys.
Be better.
Every day I try.
Be Batman.
I could never be Batman.
No.
I could never be Batman.
They would never
Batman. No, they would never let me. And if they did, they would move me to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could go fight crime there.
Then you wouldn't be Batman.
No.
Exactly.
He's Batman.
You can't be Batman in New York.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You got to be
You got to be tougher.
Literally the name of the book is called I Am Batman.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes it'd be your own kind,
To be fair, he does have to say it to himself a lot.
He does. He has a lot to justify. A lot of insecurities.
He does not believe it.
He doesn't believe it. And honestly, the more he says it, I don't believe it either. I love you, Jace. But, figure it out.
I believe the Dark Crisis ended as well, or it's going to end.
Oh, you following that?
Did we live through three crises?
Yes, we'll live through four more before the year's done.
What did you call it before? Infinite crisis?
Infinite.
That's what DJ
identity crisis.
Yeah, infinite identity crisis. Hell yeah!
There it is.
Yeah, I was sauced when I made that one. I didn't even remember it. Checked and flipped through the Rolodex. It was like Infinity. I forgot it again. Damn.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I'm confident in
his Batman
answer.
In it?
Were you satisfied?
Several.
Were you satisfied with what they did with Wonder Woman?
Huh?
Did they use Wonder Woman? Were you satisfied with what they did with her?
What did you use?
Okay, that's what matters.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's something we have to check out.
Cool.
But yeah, guys.
Garfield went after Slade and all his... anger and turned into a werewolf and then got pieced up.
He turned into a werewolf and still got beat.
Stop. He got shot in the eye.
How old is he? And the best he can, he could do any monstrosity and he's still doing werewolves.
Yeah, that's what people recognize him for.
Runs back to Raven, crying, holding his eye.
Raven,
mommy.
Gross. What a waste
Get
of time.
Get out of here, beast boy. Turn into an octopus.
On another side note, Dua Powerbomb 6 was out, and that shit was dope.
That book can do no wrong.
They dropped the fucking Spawn cover for issue 7.
That looks
sick. Got to have that bitch, because that looks fantastic. I don't know what it is with Image, but they're putting him on all the covers lately for all the stuff. It's cool. I'm not going to buy half that stuff, but it's cool that they're doing it.
I would be happier if they finally announce anything for that movie.
Spawn?
Yeah.
What movie?
They keep fucking teasing and what's his face keeps saying guys, there's more news are coming soon. Oh yeah, we're still waking it. That's
maybe,
the news.
Maybe he should put his Spawn photo as his profile picture. Maybe they'll get a couple hundred fans to signal boost the film.
Or choke a person outside of an Icelandic bar.
Yeah, I mean
whatever works.
Get in touch with Israel or something. But I mean. Unless there's any other comics that you guys would like to highlight, that's it for me.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, I think that's been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. Your last time tuning in, thank you as well. If you like everything that you saw here, please like and subscribe. You can follow us anywhere on Instagram, Twitter, at Thirsty Nerds.
TikTok.
TikTok, yes, TikTok. Follow that TikTok.
Please.
I mean, I still don't understand it, but the platform is helpful.
My TikToks.
I'm old and I don't understand.
Talk ticks.
The talk ticks.
Every time I go on, there's somebody doing dance this.
All I see is ass.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
That's your algorithm, baby.
Yeah.
It knew.
Yeah, same.
It was like as soon as I got on there, it's like, stop. And just, I just accepted it.
The thick ones keep on coming.
No, they do. They just.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So
oh,
bouncy.
No. Look why do you keep. I don't.
But, you know what? But
I'm
you
going
know,
to church later.
But I'm pissed. I see all this ass and nothing's happened to them. But as soon as I put a fucking video about Black Shaggy, it gets it. TikTok freaks the fuck out and wants to ban the video or mute the video.
Because it said black in it.
Yeah. And no, I think it's because you said nigga.
Damn, I did say that.
You did say it.
I fucked up. Yeah. It be your own kind sometimes.
TikTok is your kind?
Yeah, it was probably the nigga in the ascot thing that you said.
Yeah.
Nigga
yeah.
in the ascot.
Like the word you're repeating right now? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's okay. We're at the end of the episode. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, that be. All right, guys. You can follow me at Artosimo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Twitter at Stooge Prime.
You can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter at King Creates X, all K's, no C's.
And you can follow me at just underscore uno on Instagram and just in both Instagram and Twitter. I forgot to change my Twitter handle.
Oh, no.
I want you guys to know that we are all, I don't know about these gentlemen personally, what? But it took a lot to be here today, all right? I've gone through a lot, so I do hope that you have enjoyed the show that
you've
we put together.
You've slept several times.
Yeah, during this podcast.
I look over and you make me sleepy.
Good.
So
you know before, how hard Hollywood get me just by laying on my lap?
So before we go into this Black Panther review, which stay tuned for this Black Panther review, we're going to go take a lap.
Yep.
Sure. Yes.
Crack the window.
All right. Peace out,
in.
Nerds.
Later.
All right. Bet.
Crack the door. Let the cold in.
Hey.
Oh my God.
In. We're getting to it.